USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A reason for optimism in the fight against COVID. Pfizer reporting Friday its COVID pill can help cut the risk of hospitalization or death in high-risk adults by almost 90%. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC Friday a post-COVID reality is now in sight.
I think the bottom line, though, is that these mandates that are going to be put in place by January 4th really are coming on the tail end of this pandemic. By January 4th, this pandemic may well be over, at least as it relates to the United States, after we get through this Delta wave of infection.
Pfizer plans to submit its data on the pill to the FDA by Thanksgiving. The CEO tells CNBC he expects the drug could be available by the end of the year. A blue state turns a little redder. Republicans in Virginia take control of the House of Delegates. A Democrat from Hampton conceding to the Republican challenger Friday after losing by just 94 votes. Republicans now control 51 of the 100 seats. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A major part of the Democratic agenda moves forward. The House Friday passes a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. 13 Republicans vote for the bill. 6 Democrats vote against it. The bill calls for over $500 million over 5 years for bridges, mass transit, rail, airports, seaports, and waterways. Also $65 billion for broadband infrastructure and billions more for the electric grid and water systems. Over $7 billion will go toward building plug-in electric vehicle chargers. President Biden sees good news in the latest jobs report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releasing the report Friday, over 530,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 4.6%.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans. Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
But labor force participation shows no movement in October, still under 62%. Also, we're over 4 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic February 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Energy Secretary seems to think the federal government is powerless to stop energy prices from rising. Here's Tim Berg.
Gas prices continue to go up. AAA saying the nationwide average is just over $3.42 a gallon. Gas prices haven't been this high since January 2012. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on Friday laughed at a question about boosting America's domestic oil production, calling it hilarious.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. Oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
That audio courtesy of Bloomberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Problems with the Andrew Cuomo trial. Here's Wendy King.
The sex crime case against the former New York governor has had a snag. The forcible touching case against Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.